Hi. You know, Justin Trudeau is finished. My friend and I were talking, and you think about it. I did get some intel, folks. This is one thing I do know. The convoy was set off by the globalists. They wanted it to have, like, a fierce fight with Ottawa. But instead, they got a love fest. And this is what they didn't want. The people turned it around. They wanted an evil act to happen in Ottawa, and they were going to. You see what Trudeau keeps coming out in the news. He says the flag that Trudeau's people put there, about the SWAT sticker, and he keeps mentioning these little events that his people plan it, because what they were trying to do is they thought, you see what they think of the truckers, we're scum and no good and all this. So what he did, he staged that in such a way that he thought the truckers were coming, these big bro men were going to take him down. You heard what he said. And all the while, people up in Ottawa are making love, and all of us are pushing out all these videos and showing what's going on inside. We're overriding the media. The mainstream media doesn't even have a voice compared to all of us being digital soldiers to overcome their narrative. So I'm saying we're winning the war. Stay strong. Because look, I don't know about the rest of you, but I'd rather die free than die with a damn chip in my head or a vaccine up my ass or whatever the hell they're doing. Because I'm just telling you that for most of us, like, what's the sense to live? I don't want to live in a country. I'm 58 years old, and all I've ever known is freedom. And I can't live any other way. I don't know any other way, and I don't want to be any other way. And I mean, Trudeau's trying to steal our freedoms and who we are as people. You could see the nation. Look what it was up there. It was like our people were a love fest. Ottawa was this dark, dingy place, and all our people came there and found out, oh my God, there's nothing but foreigners up here. They don't even understand our ways or who we are or anything. They're so out of touch. And Trudeau is out of touch. This is what Hitler did. Desperation. He's on the last shred of his, what he can do, A to Z. He's got Z. That's all he can do is go crazy, go ballistic, and pray to God he can get control again. Because his, you know, like, he's got a lot to lose. Look at the stuff we found out about him. Everybody, we did research. We were reporters. We all went in there and studied this man. And I mean, for 2 years he locked us down with computers. Who the hell does that? And he wonders why we know what we know. Well, we know everything about him. We know when he took his last pee. I mean, it's so much information out there. I mean, remember, the people that do the maid services, the butlers, the people that shine his shoes, the people that he buys his clothes from, the janitors, the, you know, all these people that he's dismissed as lowlifes are the people that are taking him down, because they know every single thing he did, and it's all been revealed for the world to see. He's stripped bare for the whole world to see. All I can say, I want to be free, and I don't know what the rest of you, but I will keep going until whatever happens. You know, like, I'm for the truckers. I want to be in Ottawa, but I have to do what I got to do here at home. And I'm a digital soldier, and I work 17 hours a day to get the message out. And that's what we got to do. Share the stuff so that people can get the truth over this mainstream media. All he's got is the mainstream media, and that he gave them $600 million to do their propaganda job. So anyway, guys, stay strong and stay there and keep sharing. That's all we can do. Our weapon is the truth. Theirs is fear. So let them live in fear. We don't want their fear or their pain or their anger or their dirty riot. You know, it's sad what they've done to us. So anyway, folks, take care and God bless and stay strong.